Greetings again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and coming to you on this beautiful Saturday, the day before Sabbath. Amen. And it's day 5 of our walk, the way of a pilgrim, taking the Jesus prayer journey. And we're going to continue our story right where we left off. Remember, our pilgrim is now at the monastery with another Staritz who has given him a book called the Philokalia. And they're going through that. They spent all night going through the book and reading it, reading about different saints and quotes. And he says, we spent the entire night without sleeping at all, reading the book, and then went off to the matins service. As we parted, the Staritz blessed me and said that while learning the prayer, I should come to see him and reveal and confess all to him honestly and openly. He says, for it is difficult and futile to live in an inner spiritual life properly without the guidance of a spiritual director. And we pick up our story right there. Standing in church, I experienced a burning zeal within me to learn unceasing interior prayer as diligently as possible, and I asked God to help me in this effort. Then the thought arose, how will I be able to visit the Staritz for counsel and confession when the monastery guest house has a 3-day limit for visitors and there are no other residences near the monastery? Finally, I happened to hear that there was a village a little over 3 miles away. I went there in search of a place to stay and was overjoyed that God had led me to find such a place. A peasant hired me to guard his kitchen garden for the entire summer, in exchange for which he allowed me to live by myself in a hut near the garden. Thank God I found a peaceful place to stay. So I settled into my dwelling and began to learn interior prayer according to the way I had been taught. And I visited the Staritz from time to time. For a week, in the seclusion of the garden, I worked diligently on learning unceasing prayer, and I did what the Staritz had taught me. At first, it seemed as if things were moving along. Then, a great inner heaviness, laziness, boredom, and drowsiness began to overcome me, while a mass of thoughts clouded my mind. Filled with grief, I went to see the Staritz and explained my problems to him. He greeted me kindly, and he said, that, my beloved brother, is the kingdom of darkness waging war against you. There is nothing more dreadful for this darkness than the prayer of the heart. So it will try anything to thwart your efforts in learning to pray. Come to think of it, even the enemy can act only by God's will and permission, and only for as long as it may be necessary for us. It appears that your humility still needs to be tested. Consequently, it is too soon for you to be attempting to enter into your deepest heart with such unrestrained zeal, lest you succumb to spiritual avarice. I will read to you what the Philokalia says about this. He found a passage from the teaching of Blessed Nicephorus the Solitary and began to read. If, after a few attempts, you are unable to enter into the place of the heart as you were taught to do, then do what I tell you, and with God's help, you will find what you seek. You know that each person has a larynx through which he exercises his faculty of speech. Banishing all thoughts, you can do this if you want to, exercise this faculty and continually repeat the following. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Compel yourself always to repeat this. Should you do this for some period of time, then assuredly this exercise will open the doors of your heart. Experience has proved this. So, this is what the Holy Fathers prescribe in such cases, said the Starets. Therefore, you must accept this teaching now with complete trust and repeat the Jesus Prayer as often as possible. Now, take this tchotchke and use it while you repeat the prayer at least 3,000 times a day to begin with. A tchotchke, by the way, is a prayer rope. Whether you are standing, sitting, walking, or lying down, continue to repeat, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Do not be loud or rush the prayer, but without fail, repeat it 3,000 times each day, neither increasing nor decreasing this number on your own. Through this exercise, God will help you to attain the unceasing prayer of the heart. I joyfully accepted his instructions, went home, and began to carry out the bidding of the Starets faithfully and accurately. For 2 days, I experienced some difficulty. But then, the exercise became so easy and so desirable that if I stopped, I experienced a kind of compelling need to start reciting the prayer again. Soon I was praying it with comfort and ease, without any of the effort that I had to exert at first. I related this to the Starets, who instructed me to increase the number of repetitions to 6,000 times a day. Be calm and just try to repeat the prayer as faithfully as you can for the number of times I have assigned to you. God will bestow His mercy on you. For an entire week, in the solitude of my hut, I repeated the Jesus Prayer 6,000 times a day. I was not anxious about anything and paid no heed to any thoughts, no matter how strongly they assailed me. I concentrated only on precisely carrying out the Starets' instructions. And do you know what happened? I became so accustomed to the prayer that when I stopped praying, even for a brief time, I felt as though something were missing, as if I had lost something. When I began to pray again, I was immediately filled with an inner lightness and joy. If I happened to meet someone, I no longer felt any desire to speak with him. I longed only for solitude, to be alone with my prayer. Thus, it was that within a week, I had become accustomed to this prayer. Amen.